Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. That's one heck of a show, one heck of a guest we had the first hour. And what I'm getting ready to do, I'm getting ready to set the table, and then I'm going to get out of the way. We're bringing Rudy, the one and only Rudy Davis. He's staying on with us in the second hour. Midway through the second hour, we're going to bring up the Pastor Tom Robb from the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. He's going to tell you about a get-together they're having over in Harrison, Arkansas at the end of April. And also, we're bringing Jacob Tyler on tonight. He's going to be on with us tonight. And I'm going to kind of set the table with these guys. And Lee, I'm going to set the table. Then Lee's going to open up. And then we're going to bring Jacob on. And we're going to bring Rudy. And we're just going to have these three guys are going to have a round table. But what here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go back and tell you the kind of people we're fighting against. May have to go over some of the same territory, but it's worth it. You know, we mentioned PATCOM, the government operation. It was an acronym for Patriot Conspiracy. That's what we talked about. The people had Patriot Conspiracy. They blew up the Murrell Federal Building, knowing they were going to kill babies, knowing they're going to kill humans. They killed 168 people there for several reasons. One reason was they wanted to set up and implicate the, according to William Colby, former CIA director. He said that the federal government was petrified of the rising militia movement. They pinned that blowing up of the Murrell Federal Building, they pinned that on the militia. Another reason they did that, there was these little documents over there from this little operation called Whitewater. The federal government, the prosecutors were storing many, many documents from the Whitewater over there in that building. They blew that up. Okay, they did that. They killed 168 people and covered it up. Eric Holder, the attorney general, the highest ranking law enforcement agent in the United States. That's what kind of a corrupt, satanic piece of scum he is, and he directs the whole thing. Not only that, you take Vince Foster. Bill Clinton grew up with Vince Foster from childhood and had no qualms whatsoever for allegedly having him killed. And I say allegedly because the evidence, if you read the book, The Mysterious Death of Vince Foster, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. That man he did not commit suicide. He was murdered. I'm just saying this because this is the kind of people we're dealing with. You know, they also had a lifelong friend, Webster Hubble, who died in prison because he was going to shoot his mouth off. I mean, Gary Webb, who was flying drugs in from South America, dropping drugs. They were dropping dope over the Clinton government house in Little Rock, Arkansas. There was more dope in the Clinton White House. They had it in ashtrays and they had it in cups, just like a lot of offices have candy. Well, that's the reason I'm saying this, people. It's just the corruption just goes on. And it's endless. It's absolutely endless. Now, with that, I'm going to go to Lee. Lee's going to open up, and Lee is going to kind of MC the rest of the show. I might just trip in every now and then. Okay, Lee, go ahead, fella. Oh, take over.
Oh, yes. Well, Patty was saying that she needed somebody to take that petition to President Trump. Maybe, I don't know whether she wants somebody with political clout. Maybe we could get Sheriff Mack, or we could take it up there. We got some of the patriots like Sam, me, and Eddie, and everybody. But I don't know. She might want somebody with political integrity. But we gotta help. This would be the perfect case to Trump to pardon Congressman Stockman, and to show that he's not co-opted. What do you think, Rudy?
Well, I think that's a great idea. I think that if you look at the we've been in the prison ministry for several years now, Eddie and Lee, and my wife and I have seen victories. We've seen the times that, mm-hmm. There has been victories. One of them was the Bundys. What happened in the Bundys case? There was massive, overwhelming public support, and they knew what was going on. We had the case with Dr. Dino, Kent Hovind in Florida. I got a chance to attend his second federal trial. And when I walked into the courtroom, it was flooded with women in long dresses, Bible carrying, men who just looked like straight cut. They were Christian men. they knew that the federal government wanted to put Ken Hovind in prison for another 20 years, and they flooded that courthouse, and he beat it, which 98.6% of the time, I'm told, you cannot beat a federal case. So I believe we've got to continue to try to educate the people and raise awareness. We lost Red Beckman a few years ago, and Red Beckman was a very strong patriot. He preached checks and balances on government, and two of the things he preached was jury nullification, which I believe is a very good tool, and he also preached the militia. And I believe, you know, when you said earlier, Eddie, that they tried to use the Oklahoma City bombing to demonize the militia, you're absolutely right. But I believe we need to bring it back. It's part of our Constitution. And I have men on our website. If anybody wants to check it out, I'm going to do a self-plug if that's all right. But we have a website called IHateTheFBI.com. It's the easiest website in the world to remember. And on that website is men and women who have been unjustly targeted by the FBI within this country. And many of them were associated with the militia. And I believe they went after militia, young men in the militia. Many of them were proteges of, like, Norm Olson, who testified before Congress. And Pat Shannon put out a video, Eddie and Lee, about the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called OKC Bombing, the Forerunner to 9/11. It's one of the best Oklahoma City bombing videos I've ever seen. But another aspect of this war that we find ourselves in is we're in a free speech apocalypse. I mean,
Rudy mentioned that.
Google and Facebook, they're taking all of our stuff down. I mean, if you're a young guy trying to figure out what's going on in the world, you're going to have a hard time finding resources about the truth.
Rudy, go back to that video again, because I want to make sure the audience hears that. Go back and take your time and tell them the name of that video one more time.
Well, I'm going to give you Pat Shannon's website. And Pat Shannon is an American treasure. He's reported on Oklahoma City, reported on Waco, reported on 9/11. He was a friend of Red Beckman. He's talked to Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver. His website is ini-world-report.org. ini-world-report.org. On his website, you can get the Oklahoma bombing video, but it's also on YouTube, and it's on my channel, and Pat, let me put it there. It's called OKC Bombing, the Forerunner to 9/11. Please copy and share. He wants people to copy and share it. In my opinion, it's better than A Noble Lie, which is another Oklahoma City bombing documentary put together by Mark Emery. But, you know, in these courtrooms, let me just quickly share this, Eddie and Lee. I get so excited just like you, Eddie. It's like I'm so passionate about this because I see lives being destroyed, and it bothers me. But I am seeing a pattern in these courtrooms where these judges not only ban the Bible, yes, I said the Bible, and I got the legal paperwork to prove it. They will not allow the defendant to talk about the Bible or Scripture. They also will not allow the defendant to bring up the name of our Lord. They said don't bring up that name in front of the jury, the name of the Lord Jesus. Some people prefer to call him Yeshua. I'm a Jesus man myself. But then also, get this, what I'm about to say should blow your audience away. They're going to think I'm smoking dope, and I'm going to tell you I'm clean, and I got the paperwork to prove it. I got multiple cases, Ed Brown, Schaefer Cox, Anthony Troy Williams, where the judge had legal paperwork, says you will not mention the Constitution in this courtroom. You will not bring up any mention of the Constitution or any constitutional arguments. You are prevented from using the Constitution to defend yourself. And that's going on in courtrooms right here in America, and it's just insanity. Matter of fact, during the sentencing phase in Schaefer Cox's case, they said about Schaefer Cox, he puts God's law above man's law.
Rudy, we got to go to a break, fellas. You're on fire. Hold that where you are. We got to go straight to a break. You're on fire. We'll go right back, and we'll bring Jacob in too as soon as you get through.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, people, hang on to your seat. We're coming right back. Hot interview.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal.
I'm just an old chunk of coal. So is Sam, but I'm an older chunk of coal than Sam is. Well, Mr. Jacob, how are you doing tonight, young fellow?
I'm doing great, Eddie. It's just amazing to be back on the show with you and Lee, and great to be in here with you again, Rudy, as well.
Amen, amen. You know, Jacob.
I didn't mean to overschedule tonight, but like I said, like I was telling Sam during the break, I didn't know. I wanted both of you guys on. I didn't know if Rudy was going to make it back in time, you know, and I don't like to be a one-horse, one-trick pony, a one-horse show, whatever I'm trying to say. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. Jacob, you were listening. Go back to respond to Rudy, if you will, Jacob.
As usual, I'm in complete agreement with what Rudy's saying there. I haven't had a chance to talk with you one-on-one as much as I'd like yet, Rudy. So I'm sure if we talked long enough, we'd probably find something that we at least partially, maybe.
Amen, brother. Amen. Everybody has different views on a lot of different things, and that's what makes the world go round. I'm all for freedom of expression and freedom of thought.
That's right. Amen. Me too. But I say that to say every time I'm in here with you and every time I've heard you on YouTube with your Lone Star channel or, you know, anything else you're doing advocating for these political prisoners, it's always been just right on every time. And you definitely have a real gift for that. And Lee, you've got a great knack for just breaking things down in a way that everybody can understand it too. So always a pleasure being here with you guys. And the Steve Stockman thing that is just, it's so outrageous. It's got the fingerprints of corruption all over it. And it's funny to think that these guys are so prompt to go after him. You know, this same justice system that will arrest people who hand out citizens' rule books in front of a courthouse and accuse them of jury tampering, or that was involved so heavily in the Kent Hovind ordeal, which of course was how you and I met, Rudy, and anytime they're rushing to get someone prosecuted for something, that's the cause for raised eyebrows at the very least, if not outright suspicion. Maybe even condemnation in the harshest of terms of whatever the shenanigans are.
Oh, amen, amen. It's so obvious in so many of these cases that they do target the Ken Hovens, the Steve Stockmans, and because it's become a pattern, we've got to, as Christian men in this country that wants to turn over some sort of, you know, aspects of liberty of the country that we grew up in, we've got to find a way to fight these people in the DOJ and the FBI. You know, the Red Beckman puts forward the idea that this country was started by tax protesters, right?
And very true.
Yep. And so we need to bring back some of that spirit. And you know, I have a lot of respect for Red Beckman and some of the material that he's written. And I think I'm starting to become lately just more interested in understanding the checks and balances on our government and some of the solutions, not only jury nullification, but the militia, and how we can bring transparency to some of these courtrooms. You know, because what's going on in these courtrooms is, I think, you know, I mentioned it before the break, they're putting Schaefer Cox in prison a longer period of time because the prosecutor said that he believes God's law is above man's law. And these are the prosecutor's words, not mine. They said because Schaefer believes that, he is beyond rehabilitation. That's the exact phrase they used. And I believe God's law is above man's law. And does that mean they're going to put me in prison a longer period of time when they set me up? So I believe the answer is in, you know, finding the solutions that our founders used to hold this government in check, whether that be the militia, jury nullification, prayer, marching in the streets, protesting, you know, civil disobedience. But we're at that point, and we've got to do something. We can't just sit back and act like it's, you know, normal mode anymore.
Oh, yeah, this is only going to get worse. Yeah. Go ahead, Jacob.
That's very true, Lee. It does, and even from an optimistic standpoint, which I know you're coming from already, but I mean, even for anyone who's like whose negativity bells are dinging in their head right now, it's like no, beyond that, even though it has to, things have to get worse before they can get better. You know, more often than not, and of course, the scriptures admonish us to pray with our hands on the plow, and there's that old axiom. My dad likes to use it all the time. You know, act as if it's all up to us, but pray as if it's all up to God. And John Quincy Adams said, "Duty is ours, but the results are God's." And the poet Ethelwyn Wetherald said, "My orders are to fight, and if I bleed or fail or strongly win, what matters it? God only doth prevail. The servant craveth naught except to serve with might. I'm not told to win or lose. My orders are to fight." And so, you know, it's really oh, and of course Spurgeon. Who can forget the famous Spurgeon line from one of his sermons? "Though arrows all around me fly, and unless he wills, I cannot die. Not a single shaft can hit unless the God of love sees fit." So
that's beautiful. I love that. That's some beautiful, encouraging words. Let me say this: there's a pastor in California who runs a homeless ministry, and his ain't as eloquent as what you just said, Jacob. But he says we do our best, and God does the rest, and that's all that we can do. We got to do our best. Amen.
That's great. That's great. No, yeah, and there's a place for both. You know, the eloquent stuff is nice, but sometimes there's nothing like someone who can distill a profound thought like that down to 10 words or less.
Amen. Amen.
You know, Rudy, back to Rudy, you mentioned earlier, you know, I know how you feel about the FBI. I personally don't think it can be rehabilitated. I don't think it could be reformed. I think it needs, the only solution is to abolish. It's my opinion.
Amen.
The only solution is to abolish the FBI and all these other government agencies. You know, that's just my opinion. How about you, Jacob?
Absolutely. Well, the FBI was conceived in iniquity, you know, in every sense of the word, and even back in the glory days, so to speak, back when not so much there was nothing corrupt going on in America, people just weren't aware of it, and the enemy wasn't so flagrant about it. I mean, it was an objectively better time, don't get me wrong, but the corruption was going on then too. But even back then in that wholesome era that we all talk about, that the Andy Griffith Show and Leave It to Beaver is so emblematic of, they were still very corrupt. And this, you know, during this time, let's not forget, or at least shortly thereafter, the CIA was still going into Iran and toppling democratically elected leaders like Mohammad Mossadegh by committing terrorist acts and killing innocent people and blaming it on Mossadegh. So, yeah, they're rotten to the core, and only a organization I mean, there's serious questions about whether or not the federal government should actually have that kind of power to begin with to conduct those kind of investigations. But if they did, it should be a theocratic government doing it, not a godless statist organization.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead, Rudy. Go ahead, Rudy.
I just quickly say, Leon, I didn't mean to take the time away, but there's a video that was recently recorded just within the past few months, and there's a CIA guy that had worked for the CIA for 30 years. His name is James Olson, and he wrote a book called Fair Play, The Moral Dilemmas of Spying, and they talk about using compromising photos to get informants to reveal information, feeding informants with drug habits, all kinds of unethical, evil stuff that we would just blatantly say is evil. But they justify this, doing this in the CIA, meddling in foreign elections, having propaganda with foreigners write propaganda pieces that would advance American foreign policy. But they justify all of this wickedness with the idea that it's for national security. And the FBI probably justifies a lot of what they do for national security. But if we got to turn into the devil, right, and give away all of our liberties and become slaves to have what they term national security, I don't want any part of that kind of country. And I am for advocating for, I ran this out of time again. I'm so sorry, guys.
What? That's quite all right. Rudy, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're going to get ready to bring Pastor Tom Brombo. I'll be contacting you again soon, Rudy, and thank you again for coming on.
Thank you.
People,
God.
It's going to be me, Lee, Jacob, and Pastor Rob when we come back to this break.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke delivers his first official 2020 campaign address in El Paso, Texas.
I am so glad to be here with you today in my hometown, in my home state, to announce that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
O'Rourke listing the economy, health care, and climate change as important challenges facing the country. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin tells CNN Attorney General William Barr needs to turn over the Mueller report to Congress earlier than mid-April.
If the Attorney General continues to play games with this, with his vague mid-April deadline, we may have to go to court.
The House Judiciary Committee chairman has called for that report by April 2nd, and Democrats want the unredacted version and underlining materials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump threatening to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Chris Leach discusses how he, like many people, live in Mexico and work in the United States.
Every day at Anzandula's Bridge, sometimes that line for people coming from Mexico to go to the States can be up to 2 hours long, just to give you an idea of how many people are crossing to go to work.
The president says he could close the border as early as this week. Illinois State Trooper Gerald Ellis was killed early Saturday as a result of a motorist driving in the wrong lane on I-94, hitting the trooper's car. It's the second death of a trooper this week after another trooper, Brooke Jones Story, was struck by a semi-trailer. Brendan Kelly is the acting director of the Illinois State Police.
The Illinois State Police do things right, and now we are getting too good at doing this.
Ellis is the 16th officer to be struck by a vehicle in 2019 and the third to be killed. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Well, people, welcome back to the second hour of Blood River Radio. The third segment of the second hour of Blood River Radio. I'm sitting here talking with Lee and laughing. Paying better attention. But anyway, we're bringing on Pastor Thomas Robb. He's going to be our guest tonight, and I'm going to turn it over to Jacob in just a minute, Jacob and Lee, for any questions they have for Pastor Thomas Robb. But Pastor Thomas Robb is going to tell us all about a big get-together that his organization is going to be having the very last weekend of April. It's going to be the 26th, 27th, and the 28th of April. But anyway, I'm going to let Pastor Robb give you all the details, the time, the dates, who's invited, who's not, et cetera, et cetera. How are you doing tonight, Pastor Robb?
I'm doing fantastic. You doing okay?
I'm doing pretty good for an old geezer, man. I'm still trying to run, those marathons.
An old geezer?
For the St. Jude.
what is an old geezer?
Hey, a geezer will be next Saturday, a week from today, I'll be an official old geezer. An older geezer, I'll be 72 years old next Saturday.
But you haven't defined what a geezer is yet.
Is a young geezer? Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good idea. A young geezer would be somebody, let me think, probably like Lee here. Lee, I think it's about 60.
No, you're missing the point. I still don't know what a geezer is.
Oh, hey, you're making my life hard, Pastor. A geezer, I guess, is someone who, like me, who I believe in the Bible. I believe that all rights come from God. I don't think rights come from government. I think that the only thing government does most of the time is try to inhibit rights, destroy rights, and attack the good working people together, I mean, into oblivion, especially the good working white people and the Christian people. What do you think about that, Jacob?
Can you turn your volume up a little bit?
What was that?
I said, can you turn your volume up a little bit? Maybe it's just me.
My volume? Okay, well, okay, I will do.
Hear you.
Okay, is that any better?
That's a little better, I think.
Is that any better?
That's a lot better, I believe.
Okay. Okay, now, Pastor, before... I tell you, right off the bat, before we go to Jacob, Pastor, tell us about the festivities and what's the name of it. Tell us all about what's going to happen the very last weekend of April. Give us the dates, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. It's our annual Faith and Freedom Conference. We've been holding them for years. In the past, we've had Richard Butler here, Robert Miles, J.B. Stoner. Dr. Field's been here numerous times. William Johnson, who I know as Daniel Johnson, and we hold these conferences each year in the spring, and it's on private property, so we don't have no concern about protesters or Antifa or anything like that. We're a friendly community, and it's a rural area, and it's a private venue. We got beautiful church grounds and cabins, and our office is here, places for people to put up a tent or park an RV. You don't have none of the charades that go on sometimes when you got protesters who can access the location and create disturbance, which sometimes frightens people away, especially people who have children and families who want to come. That we don't have that issue here, or like I said, a friendly community. Been here a very, very long time, and well accepted in the area. So we always invite people to come. Relax, enjoy themselves. There's no rushing about or rushing in or rushing out or got to get back to a motel room or vacate a room because the conference hours which been scheduled have ended. So people can sit and visit all night long around the campfire or sit outside and visit with others and meet friends and so on. So we always have a great time. Tom Sunick is going to be here this year. Daniel Johnson is going to come, but he has some his wife is blind, and she has, but she's very active yet. And she's
Bill Johnson.
Bill Johnson, yeah.
Bill.
I've known Daniel Johnson since he became Bill Johnson, so I.
Yes, sir.
So
we know, it was just throwing Sam was just throwing that out there. Now, Pastor, now the 26th will be Friday. Did you say you're going to have like a meet and greet Saturday? Friday evening. That'd be Friday the 26th.
We usually get together about 6 o'clock, and we have refreshments and maybe something to eat, and we have some music, and the speakers who are there will say a few words prior to their major introduction on the Saturday. And so, and it's a good opportunity for people to visit. And so, people always good things. We especially emphasize people with families. I've been to numerous meetings over the past decades, and so often it's sad to see mainly men that attend these things. And so, we have always emphasized a family affair and family invitations, and so we really promote that, and we have a playground for the kids, the children. We have a program for the people, the children, in a very safe environment. And you know, people go, and they so often say they're struggling for the family, but then they don't include the family. They want to leave the family at home, wife at home, the kids at home, but they try off to some conference somewhere. And, unfortunately, that sometimes is the way it has to be. So I'm not knocking situations where that where it has to be, but we have are fortunate not to have that here.
Well, Pastor, I think it'd be a wonderful idea myself. For after all, the it seems to me if just what you told me, I think we could probably put a theme. It is the family. It's all about a white Christian family. So if you're not going to bring the family, then it's not about the family. So I think I would theme it as the family.
We kind of take a little twist to the notion of quite often people say, well, the white nationalist movement is out to save the family. And we say it's really the opposite. The family is going to save the white nationalist movement. If we don't have the family involved, if we don't have the family involved, our movement is dead.
Excellent point. Excellent point. The Pastor, let me ask you about this. Now, how about meals there? Will they be able to, buy meals? Will they be catered?
We have meals available at reasonable prices. So they don't have to worry about somebody back in the kitchen spitting in their food because they don't like the politics of the people who rented the venue. So we don't have that problem. Our food is available here, and we keep the prices reasonable. We're not trying to gouge anybody, so we keep everything, you know, reasonable prices. And I'm beginning Saturday morning, especially if they come to arrive late. We start out with breakfast. I think it starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, and we get started by 10 o'clock, and then we have in the afternoon lunch, and then dinner in the evening, and usually some throughout the day. You know, so they're hauling out from the kitchen. They're hauling out cookies, or there's a coffee pot going, and things like that. So it's very enjoyable, very relaxed, and we believe it's we're very hardcore white nationalists. I've been for many, many years, so we're not soft pedaling everything by saying it's emphasis on the family, but yet at the same time, we try to, like I say, focus on the kids also and young people. And the family, and so we try to cover it all. We try to have fun for people that are looking for a good time, and we try to have some serious presentations for people, for those personalities who want to have some real meaningful discussions and hear some meaningful speeches. And we have music. Heritage Connection usually plays, and Stephen Bonney, who's a singer from Tulsa, sing, and so we have some music. And everybody has a good time, and we certainly invite people to come. We ask for a $55 registration fee for a person, and $90 for a whole family. And I had one guy contact me here a few weeks ago, so I've got 9 kids. Well, that's covered. I said, hey, 9 kids, absolutely. I mean, a family is a family. And, $90 for the whole family. And but we always say, if somebody's having issues and they don't have the money, come on anyway. We're not going to turn anybody away just because they don't have a few extra shekels. You know, and yet, same token, we appreciate people who are being honest with us. My personal little gripe, I might say, is somebody who, whether it's coming to our conferences or any meeting anywhere, who complain about not having the money to support the cause, and then they're puffing away in $25, $30, $40, $50 a week on cigarettes.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so that kind of little irks in my pocket, or they spend money on video games, go out to nice restaurants, and then don't have any money to support the cause, whichever group they're supporting. I mean, whether it be us or whether it be somebody else, you know, our movement needs support, and everybody within our spokesman. Our
Pastor, we got to go to a break now. We'll bring you right back. I have a couple of questions for about your conference, and then we'll turn this back over to Jacob for a few questions at the end. We'll be right back, people.
All right.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago, so I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Okay, everybody, we're back for our final segment of Blood River Radio. And before we go back to Pastor, and I'm going to go back to Jacob instantly, if you have any questions, I know that there's going to be lodging. Pastor said that there's camping spots on his property there. If you have some campers, He just told you about the price. I don't know if that includes meals or not. But listen, they have there's also a place called Branson, Missouri, for you people that might not be familiar with this part of the country. It's a huge, huge tourist area. They have all kinds of things there. I think Pastor says it's only about 35 miles away from there. So you could maybe combine a vacation to Branson, Missouri, and come attend this great, great white nationalist Christian organization. Without further ado, I'm going to go back, turn the rest of it over to Jacob. Jacob's been hanging on patiently. Jacob, I know you're a good friend of Pastor, so take it away, Jacob.
Thanks, Eddie. Yeah, good to be on the air with you, Pastor Rob. I believe last time I saw you was at the Nationalist Solutions Symposium that my dad organized for the American Freedom Party.
Correct.
Last year.
Absolutely.
So it's been a little while. Yeah, great to be on the air with you. And
okay.
So this conference, I remember first hearing about it a couple years ago, and it's been on my list of events to attend as soon as time and resources permit. Ever since then, of course. So it's always a really exciting lineup of speakers, from what I can tell. And so it's for anyone who hasn't checked it out yet, or is not already familiar with it, I should say. Is there a website that you have up yet for the conference itself, or is the best way to find out about it to just go to your primary
website? I don't do a website, so you asked me a question. I'll tell you what, talk to you, I'm going to check real quick, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to speaker phone, so if you have any other questions, I'll check. I think it's on Alt-Right TV, or maybe KKKK.com. I'll check and see.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I can provide us with a little bit of filler here. Yeah, I don't think it really bears. What's that, Eddie?
Oh, I was going to say. What's that one more time, Pastor?
Just go to KKK.com.
Okay. Excellent. So
it's KKK.com. Okay. Back to you, Jacob.
That'll take you right to it.
Excellent. And all the registration information and all that for anyone who likes to plan all this stuff out ahead of time instead of just going at the last minute, which I may or may not have been guilty of in time past. All that information is right there for anyone who wants to prepare for it ahead of time.
It's an easy name to remember, and we've had it for years. I think we're... obviously, to get KKK.com shows we're on the internet right when they turn the key and open the door up. We're right on it. So we've got a very simple website to remember, just KKK.com. We have several other websites.
Pastor, I have
to remember.
I'm sorry.
I have one last question, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Pastor, are you going to have church Sunday before you dismiss the people?
We have church Sunday. We have church every Sunday morning. And I might want to say that for anybody who's interested, we broadcast live video stream our Sunday morning church service. And I say ours. I mean, the KKK and the church are separate. They're not together. But the church has a live video stream at 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 noon Eastern Time, 11 o'clock Central Time, at ChristianRevivalCenter.net.
One more time.
That's ChristianRevivalCenter.net.
Thank
and
you.
Go
people just should tune into that.
Morning at 12 noon Eastern time and listen to a live video stream.
That's great. I know Jacob's a big Christian. And Jacob, that's all I want to get that information out. Then you take it home, Jacob. You and Pastor.
Absolutely, yeah. And I have to tip my hat. Metaphorically speaking, because I'm not wearing one at the moment, but were I wearing one, I would physically tip it to you for you guys getting more up to date with the current technology and everything. It's something we've talked about on here quite a bit, actually, is how amazing a phenomenon it is that with the technology that we have at our disposal, at our very fingertips, has become so inexpensive and so pervasive in our various social media.
We got on the internet early on. According to the ADL, now Stormfront were the first white nationalist group on the internet, according to our website. According to the ADL, we're the first organization
to get on the internet, and that's why we're able to capture, you know, that KKK.com. I know it's something that probably most people in the country would like to have. We've been offered a lot of money to sell it to people. We could probably retire by just selling that website. You
know, yeah, much to the fury of normies, that domain name is probably worth a small, if not a rather large fortune.
Right.
And it's amazing what domain names cost depending on what you go for now. And sometimes even things that you wouldn't think would be that costly at all are extremely expensive and can cost tens of thousands of dollars. And that's before you develop the website even or put anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to have the space in the internet, you know, or on the internet is so yeah, that's a phenomenal domain name, and you guys were definitely very blessed to be the ones to get a hold of that one first, because it's only a matter of time if someone else would have grabbed it otherwise. Yeah. So.
But anybody who's coming out, they can call me directly at my phone number, 870-427-3414. That's 870-427-3414. We usually get that phone Monday through Friday from 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And so I'm going to call those, you know, regular office hours. Friday, we usually close actually a little bit early on Friday. But nevertheless, at least Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5. If somebody wants to call and ask about more information or whatever, they're welcome to call me at that number.
Excellent. Now, so this will be you said you've been doing this for years. What anniversary of the conference is this going to be?
Oh, gosh. We held our first conference here, I think, 1985.
Oh,
and Robert Miles was here. Richard Butler was here. John Norman Warnock, who's long passed away, was here. Colonel Von Stahl, who's been dead for, He was an old man then, so he'd been dead probably about 25 years, was a speaker here. And I think J.B. Stoner might have been here that year also.
That's fantastic. Well, on that note, Pastor Rob, can you whet our appetites a little bit and give us a little teaser of who some of the speakers might be this year?
Well, we have Billy Roper will be here, and Dr. Sunik will be here, then Rachel Pendergraft, myself.
Of course.
Jason Robb, and then Steve Kuka from Tulsa. He don't travel much around, but he's Christian Identity minister, and him and his wife also entertain. So
they do gospel music, right?
Yes, I want to say that, you know, even though we are a Christian base, people who are not Christians are welcome to attend. They're not going to be harassed. We're not going to corner them at the door until they repent.
no witch burnings or anything.
No. They're non-Christians are more than welcome to attend, and you know, we just ask that they respect us as we go through our Christian as we conduct ourselves as Christian. We wish they conduct themselves in a respectful manner. We haven't had any problem with like that, so it's really needless to even say that because. Everybody comes here, is very respectful, and we always have a good time and good people.
Well, I, for one,
I just wanted to say that non-Christians are welcome to come. If they say, well, this is a Christian meeting, I better not go. They're not going to like me. Come on down.
Well, if any of you listening have never talked to Pastor Rob in person before, despite the fact that he is a national director of the KKK, he is one of the nicest and most down-to-earth guys you'll ever speak to. So I know I, for one, am really looking forward to going this year. I'm not 100% sure if I'll be able to make it yet or not, but I'm certainly hoping to.
Everybody's welcome. Homosexuals are not welcome.
Transgender
men or
women are not welcome, and people of color are not welcome. So
you actually have like renewal in your name, right? Christian Revival and Renewal. So the two things already there don't mesh very well.
Yeah, I get a kick out of these churches always advertising everybody welcome. And I thought, well, that's not really the case in our church. Some people may not be welcome. So. But all white people of good moral character are welcome to attend.
And that's a very broad category, folks. So so that's, I mean, that's about as inclusive as you need to be right there.
Right. But again, they can call me at 870-427-3414. They can check out our website at kkk.com for information, or Fisher Bible Center.
Well, Pastor and Jacob, that winds up this tonight's show. We'll be getting back with Pastor, and if people have any further details you want to find out, you can call him or you get in touch with me, Blood River Radio, and we will contact you and tell you the details. Well, good night, everybody. We will see you, God willing, we will see you next Saturday on my birthday. My birthday will be next Saturday, and I can't wait to get back in there. Good night, everybody.